Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am Glovina Williams, and I am delighted that you have joined me today on this particular episode. I am just checking to see, oh good, I'm getting some feedback that the sound is good. Yeah, we had a pretty horrendous storm here, and so it's, you know, it kind of turned things on and off. You know how it goes when you have those type of weather issues. But I want to, just first of all, I want to shout out and say happy birthday to my youngest son. I always say he's called a husband, dad, friend, brother, nephew. The list goes on and on, but God bless me that I can call him son. So happy birthday to you, my love. And I also want to say to all of you that I really want you to have a beautiful day. Not just a beautiful day, but a week of beautiful life. Because I know that as we are looking at the state of the world, I know that some of us are getting a bit discouraged. But I do not want you to be or to give in to that temptation of discouragement. Don't get discouraged, not now. Often there is a saying, and it has been said, that sometimes it is darkest before the dawn. It has also been a saying that says that behind every cloud there is a silver lining. I know that those are just sayings that we have heard for many years, but there is some truth to that. So I want you to walk and lean upon the grace of God. The grace of God. You know, the grace of God is like something that we didn't earn, and some often say we don't really deserve it. But God gives it to us. God, Yahweh, Almighty Creator of the heavens, the earth, the universe, everything, He gives us this grace. And, you know, I received the other day in the mail, this was sent to me by Dwight Pate, and I just wanted to share some of the statements that he had on this particular announcement that he sent me. And one of them he said was this. You know, he says that God brings us out of a house of bondage. And just on that note alone, I thought about how we are often imprisoned in our minds. We're not physically chained. It doesn't appear to be physical bondage, but say perhaps our mind, we are bound. Yeah. And sometimes we can even get bound in a mode of survival. Just getting in the mentality of surviving rather than thriving. You know, just barely making it. When God really wants us to walk in the realm of thriving. And so this is where he pours out his grace upon us, because sometimes we don't even know how to get there, my beloved. We have no idea, how do I get to the point where I'm not merely surviving? How, and here's another thing, how do I get to the point where I'm walking in the double portion? Yeah, a double portion of joy, a double portion of respect, a double portion of compassion. The list goes on and on. A double portion of grace. How do I get there? Listen, there's a massive harvest that God has for us. And we need to, I encourage you, open up your mind and begin to see what God is doing in your life and around you. Let's not give all of our attention to the negative things that are taking place. Yes, we need to pray about these things. We need to be, as they say, woke. We need to also be aware, but we must not become stagnated where we don't continue to move forward in what God has placed on our heart. That's the grace of God. The grace of God, please follow me on this. The grace of God can help us. It can assist us. It can motivate us and energize us to continue to move forward, sometimes in some of our most trying situations. Yes, in some of our most trying situations, that we can put our head up, put our shoulders back, and put one foot in front of the other. This is the grace of God. And one way that you can tap into that grace is to recognize that God, when we say God, we're talking about the Creator. We're talking about the one and only self-existing one. We're talking about the great I Am, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. We're talking about the counselor of counselors, the king of kings. This is the God that we're talking about, the merciful one. Yeah. God is the only one to whom we're supposed to give our heart to. Hey, we're not eliminating the love of our fellow man. But God gives us a commandment that we're to love him with everything that we've got. And that's the level I'm speaking of here. God is the only one to whom I'm supposed to give my heart to. And we're talking about that giving him everything that you have, spirit, the soul, the body, entrusting him with it. And watch the grace begin to move in your life. The grace of God, the favor of God. Those little, I call them little grace angels. That's something that says to you, don't make that phone call right now. Or don't make that statement. Yeah. Those little grace angels. God is the only one to whom I'm supposed to give my heart to. My heart, my soul, my body, everything. In other words, total commitment to God. And this is not eliminating our relationship with others, because he goes on to command us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. What does that say, my beloveds? We've got to love ourselves as well. Listen at this. Learning also, here comes that grace to operate in the power of Jesus' name. Operate in the power of Jesus' name. Yeah. You know, we call him Jesus. It is recorded as Jesus, but we know that his name is Yeshua. Operating in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Savior, the Anointed One. Learn how to operate in his name. There is power in his name. In the name, yes. In other words, you apply his name to various circumstances and situations. In the name. Then we say it like this, in the name of Jesus, anything that may be plaguing you, tormenting you, worrying you, you know, something trying to sap your joy and your peace, say, in the name of Jesus, or in the name of Yeshua, I command you to go now. And it has to obey. Now you have to rest and have confidence that what you have said and what you have spoken in this powerful name will come to pass. That's our part, to have faith and to have confidence, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Whatever you desire, it's going to come through faith. I want to also just, you know, just say to you, even sometimes in our homes, we may feel a bit of uneasiness. We can't really put our finger on it, but I'm feeling uneasy. These are times also when you can just call upon the peace of the Lord, and you can command these uneasy feelings to depart from you in the name of Jesus. Or you can say, in the name of Yeshua. That's operating in the power of Jesus' name. That's not to confuse anyone. When we say Yeshua, we say Jesus. You can do some basic research on the internet and you'll see the name of Jesus is Yeshua. But operate in the power of his name. That's what I'm saying today. That is a level of grace that God has given us. God has graciously given us the name that contains power and authority. Try it. You use it. It'll work for you. It'll work. Like I heard a famous woman say once, if you work it. Grace operating in the power of Jesus' name. And knowing that you're supposed to give your heart to God. You're supposed to do this. Here's another thing. We're talking about, listen, operating in grace, coming out of the house of bondage and coming into freedom and liberation in our minds, in our thought, in our character, coming into that place. Listen, your works shall be productive, and you'll enjoy days of refreshing with your family and friends. Yeah, we're talking about grace. God will give you the grace that your work will be productive. Don't think you're just doing things to be doing them. You know, when you say, well, I'll do it, but I'm just doing it because I was told to do it or because someone asked me to do it. No, your work is going to be productive. Productive. It's going to produce the desired results. There will be an outcome from your work and from your efforts. This is the grace of God, my beloveds. And you will also, within that productivity, enjoy days of refreshing with your family and your loved ones. So it's not going to be just work, 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 work. There's going to be a time and there's going to be days of refreshing where you really get to enjoy the fruit of your labor. In other words, the things that you've completed, things that you've finished, there'll be a period of rest. Yeah, you'll come into the kingdom of refreshing and you'll enjoy it with family and friends and loved ones. Can you believe that? This is the grace of God. But you have to embrace it. It's not just work, 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 work. There's a time of refreshing, my beloveds. Here's some practical. I'm going to say something really practical. That refreshing can be simply going for a walk. I read where a famous priest, he wrote a book. I can't think of the title right now. But what I read in this book was that he said that nature feeds the soul. So as you walk, as you spend time looking at God's beautiful creation, the trees, the water, the grass, looking up at the clouds, yeah, the flowers, hearing the birds sing. This will feed your soul. It will refresh you. That's practical. And be still in that moment. The grace of God, that your works are going to be productive and you're going to enjoy days of refreshing with your family and friends. Even if there are rifts, you know what I mean by rifts. Even if there's the relationship isn't like it used to be, I'll put it like that. God is going to begin to mend some of these relationships. This is the grace of God. And I'm speaking to you from my heart. This is the grace of God. These things happen in life. Sometimes relationships just kind of fall off the grid. And you desire those relationships to be mended. Here's the grace of God. And if you're the more mature one, send a card. Reach out and make that first call. Not just the text. Not just a hey. Not just a wave on Facebook or social media. Reach out. Leave a message. Yeah. Because you are going to enjoy days of refreshing with your family and your friends. I know you may say, listen, Glovina, it's a little bit more complicated than that. This is the grace of God. Believe God. And send it, you know, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Yeshua. We've already talked about that. Pray in the name and say, you know, give me the words to say. And give me the right attitude. Help me to humble myself. But what if I'm rejected? Jesus was rejected, and yet he still rose on the third day with all power in his hands. Yeah. Here's another one I'd like to talk to you about, and that is the grace. I shall be, or you shall be, we shall be, birds of life, and everything that we touch shall come alive. Think about it. Yes. You know, when something comes alive, it's vibrant. When you reach out to someone, you can bring a new life to them, energy to them. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, that have you ever heard a message over and over again? And we could talk about a sermon. Have you read a scripture over? Have you read a passage, some inspirational saying? Or have you even seen a movie more than once? And have you noticed when you saw it the next time, you saw something in it that you didn't see before? Because you have experience with that now. But it has like new energy. And this is what happens when you touch someone's life in a special way. You bring new energy to their life and to your life as well. You can hear the same message over and over again, but it brings energy. You can be with the same person over and over again, but yet you take away something that we call energy. It comes alive. So what are you saying, Glovina? What I'm saying is this. You are a giver of life, and everything that you touch shall come alive. If you only believe, have confidence in who you are and what is on the inside of you. Have confidence in God. Have confidence in the power in the name of Jesus. But also have confidence in yourself. Because when we have confidence, we're not afraid to try new things. And the more successful experiences that we have, the greater our confidence grows. Have confidence that there's a life on the inside of you. There's something special and unique about you that can touch someone very, very deep on the inside of them. And it'll bring about a change. This is real. Mm-hmm. Here's another covenant I want to talk to you about. This helps to bring us a covenant of grace that brings us out of bondage. Let your mind open up and receive the power, the love, the mercy, the truth, and the strength of Almighty God. You're surrounded. You are surrounded by God's presence. Why not simply take advantage of it? You're surrounded by God's presence. Even if you're waiting for a flight right now, you may be listening to me at the airport. You may be listening to me. You're out shopping. You're driving. You're walking. Wherever you are surrounded by the power of Almighty God. Now, depend upon that power to protect you. Yes, I'm speaking to someone now. Depend upon that power to protect you, to enrich you, to calm you. Yes, in this time, we need this type of assurance. Let's come out of this bondage and be free. God wants us to be free. He wants us to open up. And also, as I mentioned, he wants us to love him with everything that we have. You can do it. Do this. You can operate in the power of his beloved son's name, and your work will be productive, and you're going to enjoy days of refreshing with your loved ones. Yes. Receive it. Can you receive that? Receive it. Beautiful one. Those of you that are still blessed to have your parents or your parent with you, you shall be a blessing to your parents. And guess what? Your life will be long upon the earth. It could be a parental figure, but be a blessing. Be a blessing. Blessing. Go the extra mile. Do something that they may not expect, but that it will what? It will give them energy. It will let them know that they're loved. Mm-hmm. And you're a giver of life. Everything you touch, it's going to come alive. It's going to come alive because you are full of life. And here's one I'll close with. Be a keeper of your word. And your word shall be a life giver as well. Have you ever promised someone something, or someone ever promised you something and it gave you hope? So be a keeper of your word. It's not always easy. And when you can't keep your word, don't be afraid to make amends. Yeah, call, talk, let them know. Sometimes things just happen and we're not able to always keep our word like we would like to. But I want you to know that God loves you. I often say God is not mad at you. Do you believe that? I know you may say, oh, but you don't know, Glovina, I've disappointed so many people. I've disappointed God. We all have. But God loves you with an everlasting love. He's not mad at you. He's not keeping a list and checking it twice like they say, trying to find out who's naughty or nice. No, God loves you, and he's made a way for you to be forgiven of all. I'm just not going to say just sins, because sometimes we just flat out make mistakes. We just mess up. We just blow it. He will forgive you and receive that forgiveness to keep your mind open and fresh. Jeremiah 33:3, some say that's God's phone number. Call upon me and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not of. Yeah, I want to say hello to my beautiful mother. And I want to say hello, and I love you all, my aunt Steen and Rosemary and Jewel. I love you. I want to shout out today and say hello again. Happy birthday to my youngest son. I want to say hi to Sean and Carolyn, I hope you enjoyed your beautiful vacation. I know you did. Hello, Marlon and Cheryl. I love you. Steven and Nico and Allie. Jordan and Jesse. I want to say hi to all of you. Kayla and Lauren. I love you so much. I want to shout out. I want to say hi to Stephanie and Antonio and Chloe. Hi, Marie. I love you, and it's been great talking with you. Yes. Hi, Evangelist Dominique. Did I say hello to Velma and Terry? Hi, I want to say hi to Shatoya and her beautiful family, Cecilia and David, Ernestine, hello. Hi, I want to say hello to all of you today, all of you that are listening. I want to say hello to a beautiful person that I met. I want to say hello to Niagara. I want to thank you for your service in ministry and your service to the great city of Chicago. I want to say hello to Cynthia today. Hello. And Judy, thank you for that beautiful word yesterday. I want to say hello to Torsha. Hi, Fabio. I want to say hello to Queen LaRusha, Dr. LaRusha. Hi, Donna, LaDonna, my beautiful cousin. Hello, Shelley. And I want to say hello to Sheila. I want you to get your ministry up and running. Yeah. I want to say hello to the Edwards in Virginia Beach. I want to say hi to Isaiah and Courtney and who else am I? I want to say hi to Gary and Stephanie. Yes, hello there. Helen, love without limits. Hello, hello. I'm shouting out today to Tony and Velveeta also, and I want to say hello to Pastor Brian in London, England. These are people that I love and I reach out. And if I haven't called your name, it's not because I don't love you. Hey, I want to say hello to Margareta and Bishop Jones in Liberia, West Africa. I want to shout out to the Morelands, Pastor Jane, Amazing Love Fellowship. Hello, Dr. Patra, Father Bio. Hello to all of you. Did I say hello? Yeah, I did, to James and Tawana. Donna Hagler, hello. I want to say hello today to Mama Joy. It was good seeing you last week. Louise in Atlanta, Iris in Washington, D.C. Hi, Kevin and Lynn, Mary Kimball in Mississippi. I want to say hello to a great, great woman of God, Carolyn in Mississippi. Hello. Can I say hello to my listeners around the world? China, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, Italy. Oh, and let me tell you, our listening audience in Italy is really, really growing. Thank you so much. I want to say, wow, arrivederci. Yeah. I want to say hello to my listeners in London, France, and Trinidad, and Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. Hello. I want to shout out to Jamaica. We have our listeners growing in Jamaica, also Canada and Japan. This is all just amazing. It is amazing. I want to say, if I didn't call your name, I can't emphasize enough. It's not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. If I missed your name, I promise you, I think about you often. I want to shout out and say hello to TLC. Did I say hi to Betty? Betty, thank you so much. You're such a great prayer warrior. How would I make it without you? I want to remind you, my beloveds, you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. As you give, you will always receive more back. I want to proclaim and pronounce over you that marvelous things are happening in and around and through you now. I speak peace upon your life, and I speak prosperity, and guess what? I have another one for you. I speak the possession of the powerful Holy Spirit to just engulf you, fill your home, fill your life, and fill your affairs with the power and the anointing of Almighty God. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.